And that'll take us as long as it takes us. I have a new sign-up sheet, so please, if you're on the ship, please put your name and your cell phone number, and just pass it around, and hopefully by the end it should come back to me. I think this is technically a new semester, a new man. And we'll see the pace. Usually a certain time during the year, we start doing like three times a week. So we'll see how it works. There's a lot of inyanim in Hilchos Pasuk Tzolov that we have to do, and Pasuk Tzolov also will include Hechsher Kelim and other areas as well, and Mishmatim and things like that. And Rosh Hashem, whatever more time we'll have, we do some Malicha Shechita. We try to do that in June. But again, I advise everyone to do Chazar on a regular basis. So this way, you won't. And some will have probably two Kinas in this as well. We'll see how that works, but it's a big limud, just like Tarubis was, maybe a little bit smaller, but still a big limud. So okay, so you got the new package. We'll start with the Niggun, the Newsman, and then we'll go into it. And Rav Hashem, we should be matzliach learning. Avinu Yeah.
pasuk b'chalav is an isser that is repeated several times in the Torah. Here we have in Parshas Mishpatim, Reishis Bikurei Ad Moscha Tavi Beis Hashem Alokecha Lovas Osev Asher Gedi B'chalei Rimo, and in Parshas Kisisa, page 2, Reishis Bikurei Ad Moscha Tavi Beis Hashem Alokecha Lovas Osev Asher Gedi B'chalei Rimo, and in Parshas Re'ei, Losochu Chol Ve'lov Yasherecha Kiyam Kano Shatol Hashem Alokecha Lovas Osev Asher Gedi B'chalev Imo. So that is the three times that the Torah mentions Lo Sevashal Gedi B'chalev Imo. And the famous Rashi from Chazal, in Mishpatim here on page 1, the Gimel Mekomos Nichta B'Torah, Echad L'Isra Chila, Echad L'Isra Hana, Echad L'Isra Bishul. So there are three primary Isurim when it comes to Osir B'cholav, Osir B'chila, Osir B'hana, and Osir B'bishul, which is different than other Isuri Hana. Well, usually there's no Osir B'shul, even things that are Osir B'hana don't have an Osir B'shul per se. And then there's an Isra Chila and an Isra Hana. So it's a strange type of halacha that it uses the word bishul three times, but it's really sort of like an Eino Inyan, because it says bishul, so however you have to repeat bishul again. So it tells you Eino Inyan bishul, Eino Inyan lachila, lachila hana. All these things. And so the Isra Achila comes from the word Bishul. The Isra Hana comes from the word Bishul. And we know the Gemara in Psachim on page 13. At the end of the brackets, does it say achila? Meaning it doesn't say achila. So this is the sugya that kol isurei hanayin lokim alam derech hanasam. That the isurim in the Torah, you only get malchus in the normal way of doing the isurim. We've discussed this several times. So if you have a piece of nevela meat and you freeze it, and now you're eating it when it's frozen, or you're eating it when it's, you know, very hot, so it's not nifsal, but it's not kederach achila. So when you eat something that's not kederach achila, so then you don't get malchus for it, because it's not kederach achila. But the Gemara says that's only by Isurim that the Torah says Achila, like Lo Sochol Kol Nevela. So if you eat a Nevela and you don't eat it Gederach Achila, so then you don't get Malchus. But certain Isurim that the Torah is also an Isra Achila, but the Torah doesn't express itself in Lashon Achila, like Basar B'Cholav, for example. It never says Lo Sochol Basar B'Cholav. So the Gemara learns from there. So that's good for the reason, as we'll see in the Sefer Chinuch, that's good for the reason why the Torah doesn't say it, because the Torah wants to answer it even should kolokeh derech achila. So therefore, even if you're eating an avasa b'cholov very cold, very hot, etc., not in a normal way, you could still get malchus. And the Gemara on Chavdal on Amadei says the same thing by Kilei HaKerem. Kilei HaKerem also doesn't say achila. It says Pentukra Shambalaya Hazera Shatizra Tuas Akerem. Tukar is Tukar Esh. And And therefore, if you have Mekalayim, then you'll have to burn it. And from there, the Gemara learns if you have to burn it, obviously it's also Bachila, it's also Bahana. But again, it doesn't say the Lashon Achila, so therefore we have a Chumra that it's also even Shalo Kedarto. Now, if I would be writing the Sefer HaMitzvos, right, the Gemara says Makas, that there are 613 mitzvahs. So this Gemara, well, this one line in the Gemara caused a whole big problem. Right, because there seems to be many more than 613. And what's this, well, who, does it really make a difference how many mitzvahs there are? And we need a number? We just do all the mitzvahs. We need it to say a number. So some want to say, maybe it doesn't mean, you know, it's not to be taken literally or something like that. Most of the Rishonim took it very literally, very literally. And they took their time to bemoan the mitzvahs. Again, this thing is a very big kiddush to me, that there's this concept of being bemoan the mitzvahs. But the Rishonim felt not that way. The Rishonim, the Rambam, the Rabban, the Chinuch, the Sag, they were moaning the mitzvahs. And they had to go ahead and count every single mitzvah and figure out which mitzvahs do you count. And because if you really count all the mitzvahs, it's more than 613. So maybe certain mitzvahs are included together as one. Maybe, you know, a bunch of categories of mitzvahs all with the same topic, maybe they're one, or maybe they're three, or maybe... So when it comes to Basar B'cholov, so I would have even said we should count it as three, or we should count it as one. Either say count it as three because they're three different Isurim, or count it as one because why? Because it's one theme. That's what I would have said. But again, not like what I said. To be shown them, count it as two. It's two. I would have had multiple choice. They said we should count three, two, one. So they count it as... He counted as two. Why? I would have said Mamshach. Either say it's all in the Indian of Basim Chol counted as one, or say that it's three different Indianim counted as three. So the answer is that the Achila and Hana are counted as one mitzvah. They're connected. And Bishul is counted as a separate mitzvah. And what is that idea? Why is that? So, and the Chiduch also, you know, when he's counting the mitzvahs, also. And in the Rambam, on page 8, he counted as two different mitzvahs. Mitzvah Kuf Peivav is Isher Milvashel, and Kuf Peizayin is the Isra Achila and Isra Hana. So the Rambam explains what's the idea to count it as two. So take a look at page 8 in the Mitzvah Kufei Zayin. So he says, first word in the line is Atzma. Achila is a type of hana. You can get hana in a lot of ways. So achila is one type of hana. So therefore, when we're counting achila and hana, not really two separate things. They're the same. Indian. Usually in a food, the most common way of benefiting from a food is eating it. But there can be other ways of benefiting from a food. You know, selling it, getting money from it, doing business with it, etc. And that's pshat, that the Rambam explains, the famous Gemara,
Shloshim Yom Kodem Achag, so we could say a halacha from the Gemara Pesachim on page 10. It says, Amar Chizkiya, Minayim Chomish HaPesach Shosh HaBana, Shalom Lo Yoichal Chomitz. Lo Yim Heter Achila, Revavo, Omu, Komokum, Shanimba, Lo Yoichal, Lo Tzolcha, Lo Tzolchlu, Echad Yisur Achila, Echad Yisur Bana, Ad Yipart Lecha Akosim, Gidev Shepot Lecha Benevena. So he says that whenever the Torah says Lo Tzolchal, Lo Tzolchlu, Lo Yoichal, all forms of machila, it also means hana. Well, why is that? So the Rambam explains, in that Rambam there, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, is because achila is just an example of, that's what he explains, it's just an example of hana. So it says achila, it shouldn't be taken literally only achila, that's an example of hana. So Mela, that's why the Rambam says we count the Rosh and Chol as two mitzvahs because Achila and Hana are connected, and Bishul is a separate thing. Okay. Yes. So, well, we know that at least one of them is for achila. You have to see, does he do it all three times?
I'm not sure. I just noticed that
yes. Okay. So that is the... Now there is a discussion in the poskim. In other words, if a person eats basar b'cholov, so it's a nisar lav. And if he does mevashel basar b'cholov, it's a nisar lav. What about hana? From basar b'cholov? So if you take a look. In the Mishnah Lamelach on page 15, he discusses whether you get malchus for hana. In other words, you only get malchus for achila, would you also get malchus from hana?
That doesn't involve achila.
So, the Mishnah Lamelach, if you look in the Mishnah Malach, he says, "Veda, v'echad shekasavdu le'el daldas rabbeinu hanera b'yisur hanah inu lokeh." Right, the Rambam Shita is that if you get hanah from basar b'cholov, you don't get malchus. If you look in page 11, Ches Hilchos Machalos Asuras, says Kol Machal Halacha Tezayin, Kol Machal Shu Osur Bahana, in Nenev Lo Ochal Kol Shemachar Shanosam LaAtum Lo Lachovim Einu Loke, Makim Lo Shemachas Mardus, Radomim Mitorim. So he says you don't get don't get Malchus, the Rambam says. So why is that? So the Mishnah Lamela says, so he quotes a different, first he quotes from Harav HaMagid Zal. Omishim Dahana Loksiv Behedya, Ki Imidrasha. Hana, say even some Hana by anything, Hana by Orla. It's not the Farish, it's from a drasha of Lo Ye Ochel. Davka Achila Shaksuva Beferish. So when it says, like Lo Ye Ochel Chametz, so the Achila is Beferish, Hana has learned that from the drasha, that Achila is a form of Hana. So you don't get, so only the thing that's written Beferish. So then he asked the question, Mikomokam, Adover Kosha Lai, Habavosu Becholam. Plus, even the Achila is not written Beferish, and you still get Malchus for that. Nothing. The Achila is not beferish. The Hana is not beferish. So it's Keilu. It's one of them is like Lo Socha. One of them is Lo Sene. One of them is Lo Sabacho. So then, why is Achila any different? I understand why Achila and Hana are different by other things, by Chomets, because the Achila is beferish, and the Hana is not beferish. So you get Malchus for Achila, not for Hana. But by Basa B'Cholav, it should be equally not beferish. So the Ramban Taka says you get Malchus even for the Hana. Yep. Like you can say Lo Sene, but Basa Bechalav Mishum Hana Lo Ang De Achila Lo Ang De Hana Shlo Ang De Achila. Fizay Im Achal Lo Ke Alav De Achila Im Nene Lo Ke Alav De Hana. Ach Rabbeinu Zesvir Lo Yivgam Basa Bechalav Eino Lo Ke Al Hana Lo Yidati Tam Bezeh. So if you want to say that svara, it's a little bit difficult how it works in by Basa B'Cholav. So the Machlokas, Rambam and Ramban, whether you get Malchus by Hana. If you look back, look at that Rambam, page 11, so you see the Rav HaMagid, Halacha Tazayin, Tekel Shachosim Shem Torah Mokim Lehu Derech HaNasim, Chol Nama Roi Lachila, and Derech HaNasim, and Derech HaChibosik Dini Kula. So the first thing he says is that the reason why you don't get Malchus for Hana is because Hana is not the normal way of using a food item. The normal way of using the food item is to eat the food item. So therefore, if you're going to get Hana and not eat it, it's Shavuot Kedarko. So he says that therefore, Mufiza Hare Yisra Hana Ki Did Chati Shir, so also Mala Torah Re Lokin Lok.
So that's another, that's probably the simple way of explaining why there's no malchus for hana, because it's not the hana of a food item is shaloka data. Because the normal way of a food item is to eat the food item. The Magen Mishnah. Right. By Basim Chalav Shalok and Derech is not a.
Right,
but maybe he's only saying it by if you're eating. Then you can say that when you, it's the difference between eating something normal and eating something cold. When you're getting hana, that's like a different category.
Maybe that's not
true.
You think that's
Shalok Adarach? Everybody. Is to the gamre.
If I want to sell it instead of eat it, that's Shalok Adarach.
Right. But so that Shalok Adarach is a global Shalok Adarach. But if I eat it within the eating realm, if I eat it in not the normal way, so that is still going to be chayiv.
They're saying that there's two
demons
of the
death and the possible color. You have to say something like that because within the
Rambam
sheet,
doesn't
it?
Or
just
based on that.
Okay. Then you have the other problem. Okay. Whatever it is, achrei kachos hakol, that's the din. Okay. Now, there is a famous halacha, and this halacha we could spend. I actually made a whole new packet, right, on this halacha, because I was very excited about this halacha. That's going to be the supplement. Yeah, it's the supplement, but that's going to take a whole shiur worth. Okay. We're not going to be able to do it one day. Okay, there is a famous halacha. Yes.
I just want to clarify the Ramban and the Rambam are agreeing with Vayachila that there's a Mr. Malchus.
Vayachila is a Mr. Malchus.
Even though it's not mentioned, but they are the Lashon Vayachila.
Right.
Why? Right. How come there's no question about that? There's a discussion about that.
So that was the Mishnah Lamach question. If you say the reason is the Feirish, then it's a little bit difficult. So you have to say that Achila is Ekil Befeirish. Because when you Mevashal something, we'll see soon, you Mevashal something to eat it. Okay. So there is a famous Rambam. The Rambam is to be found on page 19 in the Perish Mishnayos of Masechta Krisus, Perek Gimel. And this is called the Nekuda Niflah of the Rambam. What does that mean? Whereas the Rambam says, I have a Chiddush to tell you, and it's a Nekuda Niflah, it's mamish, a gewaldige point, a Nekuda Niflah. And then he goes and tells you the Chiddush. So he doesn't say that, I don't think, elsewhere in his writings. So anyone who knows, there's a famous psak of the Rambam that he calls it the Nekuda Niflah. Okay? And we'll see what is that psak. Okay, so let's see what the psak is. So there is a halacha that Basa B'chalav is also B'chila, also B'hana, and also B'bishal. Right? The three things. Now, what if you take something, piece of meat, that's not kosher? A nevela, or chela, for example. You take chalev is non-kosher fat. Chalev. And you and you cook them together.
What?
With milk. Meaning you take the chalev meat and you cook it with milk. You take a piece of chalev and you cook it with milk. What is the halachic status? In other words, so this is the question. In other words, is there an iser achila? Well, there was an iser achila beforehand, right? And we have a concept called what?
An
iser chal al iser. But what about the iser hanah? The iser hanah, there was no iser hanah beforehand, right? Chalev is mutter b'hanah. The veil is mutter b'hanah. So maybe now that what? That I am cooking the veil with milk. Or chalev with milk. You know, this is the famous sugya in the Gemara called Hamavashal what? Cholov b'chalev. It's very tricky. Because a lot of times you got to know in this whole halachas here, is it when it says chefs lamed beis, is it cholov or chalev? Sometimes the poskim will actually write the nekudos, like it shows sometimes to help you out because it's confusing. Cholov is milk, chalev is meat. Because it's the so you got to know. So there's a sugya in Tulin, as we'll see. Of yeah, take a look on page 16. Itma hamavashal cholov b'chalev. Chalev cholov. Okay, Rabbi Tuchman said chalev cholov. Chalev cholov, as Rabbi Tuchman said. Okay, so but it's chalev is the meat and cholov is milk. So what's the din? So let's read. So this whole sugi here, and let's see what the Rambam concludes. Page 17. Hamavushal mamushim chaimitverim v'chayosim ein lo kinlov. Chayin hamavashel abosar v'mecholov chayil meisal v'cholov zohar. Ava hamavashel abosar meisal v'chayil v'chayosim v'chayim v'cholov loka al bishulo v'ein loka al achiloso. So he says, so basically, the Rambam says that there's an Isser Bishul to Mevashel Chalev B'cholov. It's an Isser Bishul because there was no Isser Bishul beforehand. But Megabe the Isser Achila is what? There's no Isser Achila because we had an Isser Achila already, so there's no added Isser Achila. Because of the principle of what? A nisr, chal al nisr. So that's what he says. Lokal bishulo, on top of page 18. Ve'edo lokal kiloso. She'en nisr boso b'chol chal al nisr devela o nisr. You see, we'll discuss this next time. In other words, there are exceptions to the rule of Ein Isser Chal Al Isser. There are three exceptions. Isser Kol, Isser Mosif, Isser Basachas. We're not going to spend time what those exceptions are today because we don't have time to. We'll have a whole shiur as Hashem next time on this. But this is not one of the exceptions. So therefore, you have the regular rule of Ein Isser Chal Al Isser. So if that be the case, Ein Isser Chal Al Isser. So then what? So Bishul for sure is Osir, because there was no Isser Bishul beforehand. But the Chalev or the Nevelim was Osir beforehand, so there's no Isser what? Isser Osir Chalov. And even though the milk was mutter from before,
But we'll see, as the Gemara explains, that there can't be an issur on the milk if there's no issur on the meat. So for Mela, there's no issur basa b'cholav either. So the one thing that the Rambam leaves out is what's but about issur hanah. Because I would have said, for sure there's issur hanah. Because chaylev beforehand was mutar b'hanah. The veil was mutar b'hanah. Now it's basa b'cholav. So then what? It should be also b'hanah. There's no question of ein issur chal al issur. But the Rambam leaves it out. Right? He doesn't tell you what the halacha is. He just tells you what the halacha is by the bishul. He tells you what the halacha is by the achila. The bishul is an issur bishul. Achila, there is a previous issur achila of the vela, but not issur basa b'cholav.
It's one issur of the vela
as opposed to having a second issur of basam cholam.
Meaning I wouldn't get two sets of mouth.
Right.
So is it so that when you say in issur cholam issur, is it? What is the status of it? Is it mutal agamre? Is it
mutal agamre?
Can't be mutal agamre.
It can't be.
It can never be mutal agamre.
Right. So it's not mutal agamre.
So is it?
Is it a daraisa?
It is a daraisa.
It's chaylev.
Yeah.
It's nevela.
So the only nakamira is about chiyav malchus.
And there's also chiyav malchus for nevela, but there's like Harav Shlomo just said. There's only one Chiyav Malchus, not two Chiyav Malchuses. Because there's already Chiyav Malchus of the Chaylev, or else the Nevela. And therefore, since there's a principle of Ein, Isser, Chal, Isser, there'll only be one Chiyav Malchus and not two Chiyav Malchus. 40 than 8. But again, the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah doesn't tell you what the din is by what? By the Hanah. Yeah, Adam?
In general,
there's no Israel, you're just saying that. Do you know that?
When I say Blush
and Shayla. So we have to learn that. What the halach is. We didn't get to that yet. Right? So what about the question at hand is what about the Isser Hanav? If you Mavashel Chayla Mechalav, now could you sell it to a guy? Is it also Hanav? Because Bechorah, what? Issa Hanah didn't exist beforehand. So you don't have the din of Ein Issa Chalal Issa on that. So this Shaila, whether it's Issa B'Hanah by Mevashel, Chela B'Cholav, is exactly what the Rambam is going to be Mechadish in his Nekuda Neflo. And basically, what he's going to say, we'll see it inside momentarily, the Chiddush of Nekuda Neflo is that not only is there no Isser, a second Isser Achila by Mevashal Cholam Chayla because Ein Isser Chal Al Isser, Uhadinami, there is no Isser Hanah, even though the Isser Hanah didn't exist previously. So the Chiddush of the Rambam is, even by the Isser Hanah, we'll have to understand why. But that's the Psak. The Psak of the Rambam, even though he doesn't say it in what? In the Mishnah Torah, but in the Perish Mishnayis, Perik Gimel Decreases, he says it. So that's on page 19, he writes, Yesh b'mash ha-nasanu v'nasanu, achshav nekuda neflo, anu miyadim aleha. Afi shi mafteh l'inyonim acherim, u'musaf alma, sheyesh ba b'dikto ka'ir, zeh yaduhu, shabasu b'chol avasu b'hanah, והחולב
והחלב דרך משל דרך בישול מותר בהנא ריבושול החלב החלב עם החלב למה ינוחל איסר בישול בחלב איסר חלב והוא ההקש בנבלו שאיסר בוסים כמו שאמרנו כאן חלב הקודשי וזכייב על הקילוסו בעילה כפי שניתוסו באיסר הנא והתשובה על זה שבוסם חלב עושה מהנא מבני שעושה הקוסו לאכילה כמו שקדמנו שכל איסר אכילה So basically, the point is, I like the way Rabbi Chanan Wasserman has said it over. And Rabbi Chanan Wasserman explains it based on that what we saw in the Sefer HaMitzvos. And he says, Rabbi the Sefer HaMitzvos explains the words of Rabbi Avohu. Rav Avohu in the Gemara Pesachim says anytime it says Achila it also means Hana. So why did it say Achila if it also means Hana? Because Achila is a type of Hana. Not only that, but Achila is the main, when it comes to food, that's the main type of Hana you get. So the Torah gave us the main example. Achila is the main example of a form of Hana. So basically, Rabbi Chanan explains, Rabbi Shechter says Rav Salvation a little differently, but I like the way Rabbi Chanan says it the best, is that like this, that in order for there to be an Isra Hanoa, there has to be an Isra Achila. Because the Achila is the main type of Hanoa. So if you don't have the main type of Hanoa, then any other Hanoa you don't have either. You have to start with the main type of Hanoa. By food items. So therefore, since when it comes to Mevashel Chelev L'Cholav, there's no Isra Achila, because the Gabi the Isra Achila, we say in Isra Chal, Al Isra, and that's the main form of Hana is Achila, but Achila is not going to be here in this case, because Eida Isra Chal Al Isra, so Hu Adinami, there's going to be what? There's not going to be any other form of Hana either, because since we're missing the prototype form of Hanoa, namely Achila, so there's no Hanoa, any other Hanoa either, and therefore the Psak of the Rambam in the Perish Mishnayis of Nekuda Neflah is what? That Bavashal Chelev B'cholov is Mutter B'Hanoa, even though Hasvaran Nosenis that it should be also B'Hanoa, because there's no Eidus or Chalis or Lagabe the Hana, but the point is that that you can't have an Isra Hana if there's no Isra Achila. So since there's no Isra Achila by Basar B'Cholov, of Chelev B'Cholov, so too there's no Isra Achila. And that is the Chiddush of the Rambam, that he calls it the Nekuda Neflah. This Nekuda. And then there's going to be a question whether we paskin like this in the Kudin of Law. We'll have to see more. The Dogel Mervav on page 21 says, on the last two lines, if it's a Mokim Hefsin, say you Mevashal Cholom Bechelev by mistake, now if you throw it out, you're going to lose a lot of money. So you can rely on the Rambam that it's Mutter B'Hana. And this Rabbi Chanan is on page 22 where he explains the Rambam. He says on page 22, he's on the third column, Omnam Divrei Torah Aniyim B'Mokam Echad V'Ashirim B'Mokam Acher. That's an expression. What does that expression mean? It means that sometimes you're learning a certain halacha and it's not clear what the halacha is and you have to go like elsewhere in Shas to mashlim the ambiguity over here, because over here it's not spelled out so well what the halacha is, but you can learn, look in the different sugya, and that sugya will shed light. So over here it's aniyim, it's not explained so clearly, but over there it's ashirim because it's spelled out more clearly, and that's what he says over here, that we don't know what the Rambam means, But if you look in the Sefer HaMitzvah of in the Perish Mishnayos, but if you look in the Sefer HaMitzvahs where he explains that achil is a form of hanah, so and therefore they're counted as one mitzvah. You know, achil and hanah is one mitzvah. So therefore, and that's the main type of hanah. So therefore, there can't be any other hanah if the main type of hanah does not exist.
This sounds different than a Kesef
Mishnah. Mm-hmm.
The Kesef Mishnah one, there's no Malchus HaKanah before, and so
yeah. Malchus Mishnah, yes.
Yeah. But this is like a different...
This is, he just explained to you why, we're not talking about Malchus, is there a Nisr HaKanah or not?
Could this be also the Tanavada from Malchus? No.
Because that's a regular case of Muslim Cholim where there is an Isra Achila, so then there should be is an Isra Hano also. So there should be Malchus also. Why is there no Malchus?
So the word is that you only get Malchus on the main point. You don't get Malchus on the secondary form.
No, but if you say that other word about the only things that don't the fairish. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That's a different. That's a different. It's a similar idea, but it's right. To explain. Yeah.
I mean.
Yes. One second. Yes. Log up.
We need to report that really the Israel knowledge after this one is one mitzvah because Nafila is just a form of Hanah.
Right.
So the Torah is really asking all types of Hanah, but Israel Nafila
is the main one. Right, so the Torah speaks about the more common, the very cross of Behova.
But if you're going to say that, then this whole story doesn't seem to make any sense. It should be the opposite. I mean, they're saying that since there's no Isra Achila, the Isra of Hanah can exist, but that's like saying that Isra Hanah comes from the Isra Achila. That's not true. The Isra Achila is a type of Isra Hanah, but the Isra Hanah comes first.
Right, Isra Hanah comes first, that's
so
true.
This is the type of Achila,
but this is the main type. So you can...
Right, but you're taking away the product clause still exists. If the Isra Hanah still exists, then it should be in this case.
Right, well, the Rambam's being mechadish that you're right. In other words, there's Isra Hanah, Achil is part of that. Is that? But then, if the main thing is not shayach, then the other one's not. But you're right. It's not 100% ayin proof. The Rambam. Not everyone agrees with the Rambam. It's a chiddush. He thinks it's the nekud of the flaw.
The Achil is the flaw.
You understand? So you're right. It's not. Well, you're smart. It's nitan leomer also. You're as far as nitan leomer also. I don't think it's 100% mukhrach the Rambam. It's a chiddush. It's a chiddush. Oh, so now take a look in another Rambam, page 25. Vasal b'chol vasal vashlo vasal ochel me'atora vasal b'hanach v'kovim rosso. Mishi Vashal Mishneim Kizai Sechem Lokesh and Vashal Lucheda Ocham Mishneim Mishneim Mibosar page. So now Halacha base 24. Well, Shatach Achasim B'Lesser Achila El B'Nisha Osser Habishal Kloma Vafil B'Shula Osser. So the Rambam says that the Pshat in Los Vashal means even Bishul is Osir, and certainly Achila. Just like the Torah doesn't say you can't marry your daughter, but it says you can't marry your daughter's daughter. So if you can't marry your daughter's daughter, certainly you can't marry your daughter. So the same thing over here. You can't what? You can't what? You can't mevashel it, so kal v'chomer you can't eat it. Thank you. So that's how the Rambam says. So Shosak HaKosim L'Esar Achim Alun Neisha Osir HaBishul Kulma Fiyu Bishul Osir.
Terry said it three times.
Your Kama Kama three times? What? The Terry said Leitzavashra would be three times. You have to make the Kama Kama three times?
Why not?
No, in other words, you're not making it three times. You're only making it once. Because one is for Bishul, and one is for Hanoah, and one is for Achila. So you say, how do you get Achila from Bishul? Okay. How do you get Achila from Bishul? So the Torah said Bishul, Kama Kama Achila. So there is the following. Take a look on page 31. Ah, 31. My dear friend, Zatzal, Joshua Hoffman, who was here in the yeshiva for many years, he's one of the Talmidim Upakim of Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, close friend of mine. I was masking him, whatever. So he used to, you know, every week came out with a on the parsha. Even on his deathbed in the hospital, he was still writing on the parsha. I visited him in the hospital. He's a great figure. He wanted to put on tefillin. He's a tremendous person. So he wrote a piece once on cooking meat and milk. And he says over a story here on page look at the second paragraph on page 30. Dr. David Israel Macht from 1882-1961, a lecturer at Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore, who was also a visiting professor of physiology in Yeshiva College during the 1930s. He often performed, this is from Rabbi Hoffman, quoting, often performed experiments in order to derive information pertaining to Tami HaMitzvahs, or the purpose behind various mitzvahs. As Rav Aaron Soloveitchik read, Dr. Mapp wanted to cook mixtures of meat and milk as part of this enterprise. So he wanted to do experiments. So part of the experiment was to do cook meat and milk. Rav Aaron said that Dr. Mapp, being very religious, was always asking his father, Rav Moshe, that's Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, Shilas about the experiments he wanted to perform. And so he asked him about this one as well. Rav Moshe, that's Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, answered that it's permissible. In other words, can you do an experiment in a lab where you'll have to cook meat and milk, but not for the purpose of eating it subsequently, but just for the experiment, and then you'll throw it out? Rav Moshe answered that it's permissible because the prohibition of cooking meat, milk and meat together applies only if it is done for the purpose of human consumption. He derived this from the Kal Vachomer brought by the Rambam. If cooking milk and meat together is a blanket prohibition, argued Rav Moshe, then it does not seem to be a Kal Vachomer. Because just because cooking such a mixture together is forbidden, so who said there's an issue to eat it? Maybe the Torah only asked the cooking. However, if cooking the mixture is forbidden only if it's done for the purpose of human consumption, so then the Kal Vachomer can be explained very simply. It is forbidden to cook milk and meat together in order for someone to eat it. Means if you can't cook it, and cooking means to prepare it to eating, so certainly you can't eat it. And that's Pshat in the Rambam. It's forbidden to cook milk and meat together in order for someone to eat it, then it's certainly forbidden to actually eat the cooked mixture. And then he quotes Rav Shechter Sefer Panini Harav, he says over the story, if it's here on page 25, it And he quotes it from Rabbi Dashachu, Rabbi Shechter here, on page 25, in the brackets, towards the end of the bracket here, where the line begins, Emo. Kein shamati meharav Yoshua Hachman, b'shem harav Ravar Salvechik, shalom b'shem Ogin. So that's, that, and he tells over the story, I mean, without the details of who it was, etc., but, that's the story. So this, now this discussion about basar b'chalav, cooking basar b'chalav, if it's not for the purpose of consumption, has been discussed in the post-game, you know, in Tshuva's farm as well. If you look at the Dovid Misharim, who's the Dovid Misharim, page 26, that's the Tribina Rav, right? He's very, you know, right on the same row with the Belzer Rebbe, the Tribina Rav, and Rav Moshe Feinstein. And then they put in Rav Dayan Fisher, all in that same row, and Har Menuchos. And he also has a discussion about he says a certain person was asked he was from Frankfurt, when he was in Frankfurt, Dr. Kemia from a chemist, Yirei Hashem Shavim, in front of Mili chocolate. So they would bring chocolate to him, so he was trying to see if the chocolate contained any traces of basar b'chalav. So he needed to make a test in the lab, which would require to heat it up, and which is bishul. So the question at hand was, is this a problem? So the Tshubina Rav says, the whole point of the thing is to try to find out whether it's basar b'chalav. And then he quotes the Ketz of Mishnah. My look in Achiz basar b'chalav ain't onsi min adin. Right. So this idea, this concept of that it's connected, is also found in the earlier piece of the Rambam. The Tumas Mace, on page 9. Because the question, the Chesed Mishnah asks, here he quotes, you know, the mace is matame, the maga, the masa, the oil. And he quotes the idea of the Torah doesn't say marry your daughter, it says your daughter's daughter, so come home your daughter. Torah doesn't say eating basar b'chalav because it says bishul. And then he has one more example. Tumas masa mitnashu kham koma advar min min veilashin Tumas era ve'ina matam v'ol matam v'masa shalimma no says of loss so kol shukai man veilashin shalimma tumas era v'masa tumas era v'mase mi tumas masa v'mase mi divay sofer mel mi yirin lish yisosak v'mena kosov. So the Torah asked feel be sure kach shasa b'tumas masa b'meis l'fisha timi b'perish l'fisha tumas olo. The Torah says if you're in the same room with the mace, you're talking about kal v'chomer masa. Because being in the same room and not even touching, not even carrying, is more remote. And still the Torah says b'perish it's aser, so kal v'chomer masa. So the Ketz of Mishnah asks the kasha, he told me, "Hey, him, carry two of the masses, but after the Israel, Achilles was on Shabbat. Did Shabbat Shabbat? Sabasa Basel Asura Machma Sabas, he even made a mash machine of Asura, the Inkan Ocean Melade. So the question is that what's the Kal V'chomer? Is it an Ocean? We have a concept you don't give punishments if the whole source of the punishment is only from a Kal V'chomer. So the case of Mishnah says, so why do you get Malkus for Achilas Basa B'cholov? So one of the things the Kesef Mishnah says is that the Torah only answered the Bishul because of the Achila. So he's explaining. Basa B'cholov came to Asa Bishulo, having B'chol lo sochal kol avela. So it's not like a regular type of Kal V'chomer. In other words, Bishul is inherent in Bishul is the Isser Achila. It's not like your Kal V'chomer to some new idea. That's what Bishul is also for. So he says that if the whole part that you're doing the Bishul is to find out of Basa B'cholov, so it's not, you're not going to be, you know, you're not going to come to eat it. That's what the Chubin Rav says. And he makes a mashal that normally you can't touch chametz on Pesach, you might come to eat it. But if you're picking up the chametz and throw it away because you found it, so then you can pick it up because you're throwing it away. So here, too, over here, you're doing the experiment to what? To find out it's a Basa B'cholov, so you won't eat it, so we're not choshish that you're gonna eat it. And the Rav Chief Sheikh Sach Frank also on page 29 quotes this tshuva of the Chubina. But he's not so sure because he says that the Achronim talk about it. Could you be Madlik Neres Chanukah if you have the candles were made from Basar B'cholov, made from butter that has a blia of Basar in it? So the Sifrei Frank is not so sure that's right, because we know that the Rambam Paschal, the Vashal Chelav B'cholov, is an Issur Bishul even though there's no Issur Achila. So you see that there could be an Issur Bishul without the Issur Achila. So he's not so sure whether that whole Yisod is based on the Kesef Mishnah is really so true. But this was the Yisod that Rav Moshe Soloveitchik said over. Somebody was recently telling me that their grandchild in school was taught that you should have two different garbage cans. One milk garbage can and one plastic garbage can. So this way, if you ever happen to throw a hot piece of meat in the garbage can, then there could be some milk there, so you shouldn't violate Bishul Basa B'cholov. Pasha's not that way, even if you don't say like Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. I mean, it's not that Bishul, it's not, it's a little bit off. Lomatzinu that we should be machmir to have only to have two garbage cans. It's not a Gabi Ha'esh, it's not a Kli Rishon, it's hard to say that there should be any tzad whatsoever, that there could be any chashash whatsoever. I mean, it's already Kli Shein, it's Kli Shlishi, whatever. Should be any chashash to have the same garbage can for, the person who said it, I don't think necessarily the biggest Lora Hara in the world who said such things. People know, the problem is people know a little bit. They know, of the, you know, heat. There's a concept of heat. There's a concept of visual heat. Certainly, if you know, like this, you saw as well. So, one second. So basically, what we did today is the minyan lavin, lokanei sanah, nekudah leflah, and mitzvah shalom la'almanas rechol. Those are the three things. And next week, Wednesday, as Hashem, will continue with the nekudah leflah, going more in depth with the nekudah leflah. No, we basically finished this packet. There will be the next packet. It's called the supplement. 1B. Now, we call these packets B1, B2, B3.
B for both of
them. Yeah, okay.
Only supplement that we mean about
it. Yeah. So, kids, this will be. Yeah. This will be the supplement to B1. This was B1 that we did today.
The Bas Hamas.